Hey Raven.
Marcella, how you feeling?
So what is your name and preferred pronouns?
My name is Raven McIntosh. I prefer to use she, her, hers pronouns.
And then what's your class year and major?
I am a senior. Yay. And so I major.
And where are you from?
The great old state of Texas, born and raised in Houston.
And where are you staying for this remote spring term?
That same grill state. I'm staying in Houston, Texas.
How are your academic and personal plans been affected by this move to online classes?
I would say it's been really difficult trying to navigate like home and school. At least at Carleton, I feel as if it's a like appropriate workspace, while at home being like quarantined is very hard to like maintain that academic workflow. And there are some things that I don't have access to at home, which would be very helpful in some cases for some of my classes. Although a lot of my classes have been trying to make it easier on the students, it's still kind of difficult to get some information and try and get all that done while, you know, being stuck at home with family and, you know, barely working internet connection sometimes.
How's your removal, similar, but how has your removal from a normal Carleton life impacted your educational experience and ability to do coursework?
I get too comfortable when I'm at home. So I guess the main impact would be it really affects my work ethic, because in my room, compared to like Carleton, when I go to like go library, if I can go to the whites and study and do homework, somewhere that's not comfortable for me to do work. It's really hard to just be motivated to do generally any kind of classwork, because I'm just so used to being in this space and not doing that. So I guess that would be the hardest thing, hardest change for me, having to be at home would be the lack of motivation due to my comfortability levels here.
What new habits or practices have you developed to make this transition more familiar and comfortable?
Develop habits?
Like, I know you got a desk.
Okay. So, the desk was a very necessary thing in order for me to be able to do any kind of academic work, because my house is really packed. I live in seven people household, and so at times it can be really hard to find a place where I can like comfortably do work and read assignments and all that. So I guess like me getting this desk is really helpful in the fact that like I have a place where I can like get away from the rest of my family and like do my assignments, not have to hear a bunch of people's voices in the background. It's just some place where I can like sit down and do work, because and mainly the bed is not a place where I can officially do work without sleeping. I think the desk will be probably the biggest. I also got a printer, and that's been really helpful in like printing these out, because I cannot do readings online for the life of me. And I made some mistakes along the way, so that's why printing is necessary.
Yeah, that definitely sounds helpful. So a key theme for this set of interviews is feelings of displacement amongst Carleton students. In what ways do you feel displaced right now?
How so?
For you, it'd probably be, you know, you're not on campus for your final term of college. You're not
okay.
Does it feel comfortable to be home right now?
I've always had issues being away from home. As much as I love Carleton, I wouldn't say I'm really glad to have this time at home, but at the same time, I do feel like somewhat saddened by the fact that like this is my last term last year at Carleton, and I won't be able to hang out with my friends, see the professors who helped me get this far to, you know, actually graduate walking down the stage. So yeah, I would think that would probably be the biggest impact for me. My outside of like not being to see my friends for that moment.
You kind of already answered this, but what is something positive that has come out of this whole experience?
Oh, I get to hang out more with my family. A lot of times, I like being independent. I like being able to control my schedule as much as possible. But at the same time, I get very homesick while in Carlton because I have a rather big family in Houston. So being able to be there during this time, you know, we're like all quarantined, we're able to have fun together, play family games, you know, communicate better than we did like when all of us were separated. Me and Colin, my brother at work, mother and father at work. So it's really let us like take that time to hang out with each other more, which I think is very helpful in like bettering some of our relationships and making other relationships really strong.
Yeah. And what's something you think should be preserved in public memory about this time?
I would say the perseverance of the students during this time. Because I know as a senior myself, it's very hard to take online classes and not to be able to walk across the stage and graduate. However, I really think students of this time period should be like commended for like the sacrifice they have to make in order to maintain social distancing, keep everyone of their family safe. I'm really happy to see that we're doing that.
Yeah, those are about to stop.